today.
How legitimate is the Afghanistan government? No runoff election. Hamid Karzai will be the president once again because ultimately, what is the choice? What is choice does the United States have after all the money being pumped into that country to try to help the Afghanistan people and also all the lives that have been lost to the American soldiers, especially October, the deadliest month in the entire 8 years so far in that war. So Abdullah Abdullah decides to pull out because he feels as though there cannot be a fair shake in this one, so he wants no parts of it. What ultimately does that mean? We're going to talk about it. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, Coast to Coast and everywhere in between. We're also going to talk about the H1N1, a.k.a., as I like to call it, affectionately swine flu. Why do we have to change the name? Because it's kinder, gentler, much more friendly. So right away, they nipped that in the bud, if you remember, maybe a month or so after dealing with the whole swine flu thing. There is some news on that front, including the fact that the guys at Gitmo are getting vaccinated for fear there would be a pandemic there. But is it fair or foul? Even though I personally don't think that the vaccine is necessarily safe based on things that we've heard here on this show from many points of view. There are we've had doctors who say, absolutely, you could get it, no problem. You should get it if you're a pregnant woman or you have young kids in these schools, et cetera, get the nasal spray, whatever. And then we've had doctors who say you shouldn't go anywhere near it because of the short turnaround time, the FDA just rubber stamping it and tracing back where ultimately the profit goes to which drug makers and revealing a pull behind the curtain as to who they are and what is in the vaccination rather as well. So that's where we start. Plus, Obama says the New Jersey governor is the key to his own agenda. Wow. Big talk and a election that hangs in the balance because the challenger actually is favored a little bit in some of the polls. So this is a 50-50 chance that the New Jersey governor, a Democrat, John Corzine, will be reelected again. What about Virginia? What about some other key races? But speaking of politics and elections, let's start with Afghanistan, since this is where I dove in from the get-go. Surprise or not a surprise, you had Abdullah Abdullah refusing to concede that his rival, President Karzai, could be the legitimate winner of the marathon election. Instead, the former foreign minister ended his idea for the presidency with some more tax on Karzai appointees who he says were part of the problem for the fraud in that August election and were, look, setting up the stage to have the same thing happen again. The same people were there to make sure it was another dirty election on November 7th. So he said, Abdullah Abdullah, that he couldn't stand by, he couldn't do the elections, that they wouldn't be lawful, and that it wasn't going to be transparent. So he had no intention of going through with this. So now we're backing the guy who you've got this epic voter ring fraud surrounding him and the infighting among the Afghanistan people. And ultimately, you've got, what, 3 decades of war that have happened in Afghanistan? What we care about is that we've been invested in Afghanistan in the last 8 years. Now we're thinking it could be another 10. That's 18. Wow, 18 years in this place, and how much money and how many lives? So I don't know that this particularly makes me feel more comfortable about the situation there. You have Karzai sliding right back into the same situation. So the conclusion is he's the guy you got to back, right? Because they're automatically going to give it to him, I'm assuming. The Karzai government is now shored up as a result of the challenger pulling out of this. So his popularity is weak. He is a weak leader. Can this government stand up? Can this government lead the people forward. And it's five more years of Hamid Karzai. And there are certainly issues. There are cracks in this one. You've got crooked custom officials who've been siphoning millions of dollars from the Treasury. You have accusations left and right about Karzai's brother and where his money is coming from. So there are obvious things that would have to be dealt with in if Karzai is continuing as the president. Where are the loyalties? What about the possibility of new political parties? So this is a big deal that Abdullah decided to call it quits, because a lot of people felt like, you know, he was trailing Karzai, but he certainly had the opportunity to make up ground. And what happens to him in the future? He says he's going to continue Abdullah to fight for a better way of life for the Afghanistan people. But more importantly, with this pullout, the Afghanistan government, it's dubious, if anything, about the legitimacy. That was the word I used when we first popped on here. So how long does it now take Obama, the president, to come up with a strategy in Afghanistan? If now we move forward with the same president, look, bottom line is this is the government. So more troops, timetable for pullouts, how many more years? What's the strategy of trying to change the Afghanistan people, the people of Afghanistan, their minds? What about the payoffs for the Taliban? Because that was part of what was approved in the defense budget. Now the idea is you get them to lay down their weapons at least temporarily so they're not shooting at Americans or Afghanistan fighters. So it's very murky at best, and only the president can, I think, clear it up, because it's a lot of this lies on his shoulders, obviously, especially with McChrystal asking and wanting and hoping for some kind of answers as to ultimately will there be 40,000 new troops coming approved, or will it be half of that, which is what we think it is, or will there be no troops whatsoever, and how does this leave Afghanistan swinging in the wind and hanging in the balance? I would think that in a way the Taliban would consider it a victory for them, because they couldn't get it together for this runoff election, and obviously there were problems in the election back in August, and $300 million American dollars were spent on this election, and they couldn't even get that right. So I think there are definitely some serious questions that are out there and that need to be answered. But the bottom line is the most important one to me, not about Karzai, not about this weak form of government, but about the soldiers, the men and women who are bravely going over there again and again and again. If this is a government we can't support, if this is a situation that has no end in sight and there it is not winnable, then we need to say forget about it. Let's pull out. Let's figure out a time when we need to get out of here, because I don't think, frankly, we can spare the lives or more of the money to be in this territory. It makes absolutely no sense. 800-259-5791. Final campaign swing in Jersey. I'm going to tell you about it next.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to Liquid Zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free Liquid Zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid Zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. awesome. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Afghanistan, 800-259-5791, yo-yo, Kate, hanging out with you here on America Tonight, one by one, getting stronger and bigger every single day. Thanks for all the support, appreciate the emails at americatonight.net. All right, Obama and his political capital, what's at stake here? Governor's races in New Jersey and Virginia, congressional race in upstate New York. And I think there are some definite clues as to what we are thinking as a nation in our view of President Obama and also what could happen next year in some of these midterm elections. Here you have all of the excitement for the Democrats heading into the new year. What has happened since then? Virginia, for example, if you look at Virginia, Obama won the state. He was the first presidential candidate to put Virginia in the Democratic column since the 60s, early 60s. So they thought they had found maybe a big win here, and you saw a lot of turnout among the Democrats in Virginia. Well, now the polls are saying that the Democratic candidate, Deeds, is headed for a loss on election night. So what's going on with the independent voters who helped Obama in this state, and now you've got Robert McDonnell, who is showing some muscle, to say the least, in New Jersey. Governor Corzine might not be reelected. There's a chance that the challenger will be, and the fact that he's showing up so big in the polls is just absolutely huge. So, and that's not the only one. As I mentioned, there were a couple of other races as well. New York's 23rd congressional district. There's, it's a two-way fight between a Democrat and a conservative. And I'll tell you, it's, I think there's signs of more problems because, you know, there's that whole thing about the president's coattails and how far can you ride them, especially with the Karzine thing, because the coattails aren't so good right from the get-go, I guess, if he loses. I think that's what that shows. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Kate. I hope your show just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I'm going to jump all over the map, but you can slap me down anytime you want and tell me to hold on.
Go ahead.
All right, really quick. 18 years of total of possibly in Afghanistan. Not to give any credit to Bush, Cheney, or anybody else in the early Republican administration. Can you imagine if someone was to say 18 years in any foreign war? We have troops in like 130 different countries around the world. It's
right.
Time to get the boys out, okay? If Obama does that, he pulls them out and then steps down, then I'll be a happy man if he steps out of the presidency. Well, I saw something on CNN. They were getting emails from the troops. They know that American people support them, but they're wondering what their mission is. I asked
right.
you this before. We have Sharia law in Afghanistan. They beat the
mm-hmm.
women. These guys have harems of boys. They have boy dancers. They got these Taliban freaks. Not only are they drug addicts and they're protecting the drugs, they're also freaky homosexuals. They beat their women and they go after young boys. For God's sakes, why do our American boys have to protect this scumbag? And you see, Abdullah stepped down because they want the guy in charge, Karzai. Now I've heard the people on CNN. I say the left. They're just saying the left that they're somehow Obama's trying to undermine Karzai. But they're not gonna. They want a status quo. They want this guy. And look, it's basically he's corrupt. His brother was, I told you, was the biggest drug dealer, and he's on the CIA payroll. Look, they want to keep the oil pipelines, similar to what the Bush administration did and previous administrations, and the poppy seeds protected. That's what's going on, and American people are realizing it, and that's why it leads to your other point about the elections. There's three people I like to read, and I agree with, and it's in the New York Post, all right? And say what you want about Murdoch. It's Ralph Peters. He talks about all of the communists and scumbags around the world that this administration is helping. And he speaks to the troops in Afghanistan and the leaders, and he knows what he's talking about. The American people see how this guy's propping up. Just one example, Zelaya in Honduras, and he doesn't stand up to the Iranian mullahs. And another great person is Michelle Malkin, and she talks about all the bundlers, the rich Wall Street bankers, and it's right here, America. This is not like something you hear on Glenn Beck that I'm just repeating. Just do your own research. These are the people that put this guy in office, and he's rewarding the big donors with plum jobs.
That's
just
right.
The biggest administration did. But guess what? There's no hope in change. There's no change at all. And he's going to do exactly what the bankers say. And the American people, not only in the 23rd District and in New Jersey and in Virginia, they're seeing that this is not rhetoric. This is not bullcrap. This guy is going too far to the left with the help of the bankers, the rich slobs, and he's giving away a middle class American tax dollars to people that don't deserve it. Way up on the high scale, the rich scale, we build out the bankers and the poor slobs with their hands out. And people in America say, you know what? I'm tired of this. So there has to be a correction here. And just let me say one other thing. I know.
Well, wait a second. Let me stop. You know what the correction is? The correction is to get better people, because we, the people, are the government, is to keep pushing for that to happen, to get replacement players, to have, you know, this mark, a third party, something. Give us something fresh. Screw all these idiots, these windbags who just want to, all they're doing is playing for another term, and you and I both know that, and that's what it's about, and that's what you're saying, that's your point about Obama. He's like everybody else. There's nothing changed, there's no change, there's nothing different about him.
Hey, and the only ones, the people that want to change, I don't know about Hoffman up in the 23rd or whatever his name, I love Ron Paul. People say all of us that love Ron Paul, people that are not in it, They're trying to say, look, this is what's going on. They call us the radicals. But you know what? I've said it before. You said it. There's no difference between some of these parties, Democrat, Republican, down their views. They just want the power and they want the perks of office and they want to be able to control your lives. I said, look, we need citizen legislatures. Get in and get the hell out. Or, like you said, if we're not, look, it's well past. Our founding fathers declared a Declaration of Independence from European extravagance and just crushing rule. That's what we have here. And we're not saying go in the street and fire on the lobster backs or the red coats. That's what they were called, lobster backs, if you know your history.
Sure.
You know, but
sure.
they came into Boston. They came in there to go for the armory, for the guns and ammo. The point is, we're not at that point yet, but people are really pissed off, and they have a right to change the government. And if they look, all 435 seats in the House of Representatives are going to be out. But because of special interests, pay to play, and redistricting, they know that those seats are safe. So there has to be a massive change, and I hope there is. I really hope there is. Not violence in the streets, but he's gone too far. And they all have gone too far. They're all, just listen to what Ron Paul says and some other people like Michelle Bachmann. And if you can, you know, even a radical Democrat like Kucinich, just listen to him. Get most of them out, and I think we'll have a chance to take him back. But it seems like it's too far gone. I'll tell you something else, Kate. If it gets to that point where they see that their power, their base is threatened, they'll have some kind of a terrorist attack or some great thing to take our mind off and to try to unite us in that way, because that's what they always do. And look at the Treasury. When the people started, they wanted to audit the Fed and go after the Treasury. They got bills passed to give them more strength. They're not stupid, because the government has behind them what is the IRS or all these agencies. They have the power of the police state. They have the guns to come after us. That's what people are afraid of. Oh, I know what I wanted to tell you. I know you gave me so much time. There is a way to fix this. I said this a couple years ago on another show, but it's not important who was. Come tax time, America, if you do it, I'll do it. If you owe them tax money, don't pay it. Don't pay your taxes come April 15th, and you'll see how fast you can change this government. And at the very least, if you can't do that, they can't lock us all up, you can just call Congress and say, you know what? I don't want you to take my payroll tax. I want a cut in my payroll tax. I want my damn tax money. They take it before you get a chance to pay it. That's what this is all about. Get people in there and show us where the money's really being spent and get
the
military around the world
that's
out.
True.
We don't have
that's true.
Money. Thank you,
that's
babe.
True. Show the follow the money is what we say all the time. Thanks, Mark. We say this all the time. It's the Federal Reserve, the problem with the Federal Reserve, the problem with the Treasury, etc. And that's what Mark is saying. He's saying the same thing that Ron Paul says is, well, let's forget the secrecy. Let's see really what's happening here and what's going on with the monetary system and the constant printing of the money. But yet we don't even know how much money is being printed up, and this is the devaluation of the dollar. The problem is you would never have enough of a tax revolt that what would happen is, ultimately, it's not that you have to fear that, if I decide I'm not going to pay the taxes, forget this, this is crap, and that this is not part of the Constitution, and this shouldn't be, then it's the whole thing about garnishing the wages and everything else. If you ultimately had everybody in the United States or a big percentage, whatever, 60%, 65%, yeah, then I think people would pay attention. But I don't think you could ever get that mass of a protest, that big of a protest in this country. Stay with us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutraversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutraversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutraversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutraversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny. Our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
Mark saying, if you don't pay your taxes, I won't pay mine. But like I mentioned before, you never get a boycott that big. That's the problem with boycotts. You know, I'll do it if you do it. It just doesn't seem to work. You can never get enough traction with that sort of thing. If you did, he is right. If you had 60% of the people saying forget it in protest because we're not happy with our representation or where things are going with the government or whatever, then absolutely a lot of people would wake up from the slumber. That's why I say there's power in, there is definitely power in numbers. It's so true. It's the old Beatles song, Power to the People. If you use that power in the peaceful sense, more could be accomplished. But what happens is people have blinders on. They're dealing with their own little box and their own little world, and they don't step out of it. And that's unfortunately what leads to the apathy and the convenience of, whatever, I'm not going to make that much of a difference. It's like voting. How is it that more people don't go out and vote? I don't like either one of the candidates. They're much, it's the same of the same, so I'm not going to go vote. I'm not going to vote because this guy's going to win anyway. Well, if more people voted, sometimes it wouldn't turn out that way. because the vote would count even that much more, because you would have higher numbers at the polls. It wouldn't be so much, well, this group votes, or women vote more than men, or black folks here vote more than Caucasians. And, you know, scientifically, it shows, it's easy to break down the numbers and know where the votes are coming from. But what if almost everybody voted, unless they absolutely couldn't? I mean, if something happened to them catastrophic that day or whatever. Boy, what a difference that would make. All right, we move from power to the people to power to the people of a different sort. Has this ever happened to you? Have you ever been on a plane and a kid is kicking the seat, kicking the seat, kicking the seat, or screaming, 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 or crying? In some ways, I feel sorry for the people with the babies, because I know I can see sometimes where they're really just trying to get that baby to be quiet, and they can't. Their ears are popping or whatever. Well, there was a weird thing that happened on a Southwest flight, and the flight was going from Texas to San Jose, California. And what happened was a woman got on a plane with a two-year-old last week, and her name was Pamela Root, and she had her two-year-old. The two-year-old was screaming out, "Go, plane, go. Go, plane, go. And I want daddy." I mean, just screaming, I guess, at the top of his young lungs. So little Adam Root upset a lot of the people in this flight. That wasn't going to be a quickie flight, because where they were going, like I said, from Texas to California, I mean, that's, you know, not a half an hour flight, and even an hour flight, you're talking about a couple of hours. So she tried to calm him down and really had no success. The people could not hear the pre-flight safety announcements, so they kicked her off the plane. They made her get off the plane. And now what the airline has done is they apologized to her, and they gave her a refund and a $300 travel voucher. But I think the flight attendants didn't know what to do and felt like they had to do something to quiet the kid. And so they booted her off. I mean, it's an interesting question. Do you agree with what they did, with what that flight crew decided to do? I mean, was that the smart play there? And, you know, ultimately, what do you do when a kid is throwing a tantrum? And we're not talking about, it's beyond the kicking seat, and we're talking about screaming on and on and on and on and on. How much is just too much, and you just can't take it anymore. So as having to make a decision, well, we're going to move on. We're going to let these people go. You're going to have to get off, ma'am. Although that'd be a little rough to see her struggling with the two-year-old, getting off the flight. Ugh. I wouldn't feel good about that either. But if the kid will not stop screaming, what are you going to do? I mean, you can't put a muzzle on a kid. Imagine if that was mid-flight when that happened. Mike is listening to us in St. Louis. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Kate. I'll jump on that real quick, and I'm going to jump on a few other subjects, make it as quick as I can. But with the kids, so many people ride airplanes with kids, and I think that they should have an accommodation on there that if the kids throw an attention or something, there should be a section where the parents can take their child on the plane if they don't deserve them or disturb anybody.
Right.
On the other, on like the power to the people, the guy was saying to boycott. What they need to do is go vote. That's the biggest thing. A year and a half ago, I didn't even care about politics, and because of talk radio, man, I can't think of anything but politics now. I worry about my family, my friends, and everything. They need to get out and vote. That's the biggest thing. Take their own matters into their own hands, and that's the right way to do it. That's about all.
I agree. What I said. It's why, isn't it? It's just so shocking. Ask people in your own posse, ask people around you if they vote or how many times they voted in their life, and you'd be surprised. The apathy is just so across the board. If more people voted, absolutely, you can change things. You can. That's why we live in a democracy.
I'm 31 years old, and I'm considering going back to college this year and myself getting into politics because I am an honest man. I would do it just for the glory, to stand up and for the pride to speak for the people. And I don't understand why they're so greedy, why they do all these things when they work for us. You know, I don't get any of this going on.
Yeah, I don't either.
And I'd like to give a shout-out to the politicians and everything and just ask, like Rush said on Fox this weekend, why? Why are they doing this to our nation? That's That's about all I have to say. Why?
All right, I love it. Mike wants to go back to school. How about some applause for Mike? Thanks, Mike. Call us again. The okay. Talk radio has him so fired up. I love that. Bravo. 31, perfect age. Concerned about his family. I'm the same. I'm concerned about the people around me. I'm concerned about my 8-year-old nephew. What kind of world is he going to have when he's 28 years old? What are things going to look like? And you have to think that way. You have to think about your fellow man, your family, your friends, beyond the loop. And wouldn't it be great? I mean, it's sort of like the squashing of idealism or something. That, okay, now things have gotten so far out of control, it's just a machine. And you got to feed the beast, you got to move the beast along, and you can't buck the beast because you're part of the system. So what happened to all the idealists, to all the people who you might not always agree with them, but they're there to fight the good fight, and hey, maybe they lose the fight, but you can tell that they got their heart in the right place, in other words. And to me, I'm not saying every politician, because certainly I don't know all of them. I've had dealings with many, many, many of them, and some that were good that got out of the political game. But if we're going to generalize overall as a bunch, nothing but a lot of hot air seems to come out of Washington. The things don't get accomplished. We have ridiculous bills that you couldn't even read if you tried. I mean, how do you come up with almost 2,000 pages out of the House? How do you come up with 1,500 and counting out of the Senate? Because it is part of what Mike said, the greed. So let me stick everything I can in here. Here's what we want to throw in the back door. This is part of it. This is going to be part of this bill, part of this process. You don't know, these add-ons. And we're just going to snake all these other things in here, and that's why partially they're so big, and also drowning in ridiculous things that don't need to be in the bill. I mean, it's pretty simple. Keep it simple, stupid, isn't it? It's obvious. It's like anybody running a company or anything else that has success. Do they have mounds of paperwork that you couldn't possibly go through or understand? The answer to that is no, because you would bury your people in paperwork and they couldn't accomplish what they had to accomplish. If more people voted, then maybe we'd get some better people in office, and then the usual suspects wouldn't be there. And that's why these elections that are coming up are key, like the New Jersey election I told you about. Because if you have a governor who figured, well, I'm in New Jersey, it's pretty liberal, you've got the President of the United States, a lot of these people voted for Obama, absolutely, and he comes, he being the president, comes and he stumps for you all over the place, and then you don't win the election and you are an incumbent, boy, that, again, shows the frustration of the people. More people like Mike deciding they're going to pay attention to politics. It makes me think of the woman that one of the women that came out with her young son to one of the town hall meetings, and she was asking questions about health care reform and said, you know, I can't afford health care, but I'm willing to pay for it. It's not that I don't want to pay for it, but I need something that's affordable. And she was asking a lot of questions about health care and basically got shut off by the congressperson who was there and then shook off. And so many people made fun of the people at the town hall meetings, but actually a lot of the people felt the same way as Mike. They started to hear things that were going on and how it was affecting their family, and they had questions and went and didn't get the questions answered because they didn't know the answers. The politicians didn't know the answers to some of the very basic questions about money, about coverage, about what did a public option really mean. Instead, they're more concerned with how can they change the ugly meaning of public option by giving it a sex-up version. Let's call it something else. The compromise option, the comprehensive option, anything but what we were calling it before, because the American people don't like it. All right, coming up on the flip side, time to lighten the load a little bit, since all of our hair is on fire here on the show, and we're talking about things that are getting under our skin. How about birthdays? This day in history news you can abuse, that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's happening around the bend.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Check it out. I don't know how many people happen to go catch the movies over the weekend, but maybe you went to see Michael Jackson's This Is It. It's pulled in 101 million worldwide so far in its first 5 days. So Sony decided to extend the farewell performance film beyond the planned 2 weeks. That's incredible. I don't think I'm that surprised by it, though. I figured it's getting a lot of buzz. It probably would do pretty well, and it's who knows what kind of numbers it's going to have when it's all said and done. In Japan, it did well. In Great Britain, you know, all over the place. And as our own Matt Johnson said, you've got behind-the-scenes performances, and it captures his rehearsal for his biggest hit for the London show, the biggest hits, and it was only going to be 2 weeks, but they've extended it for a few more. So it'll go through the Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah, how about that? I'm going to say that who knows when it's all said and done, it could end up with, I don't know, 300 million. What if it was 300 million? Whew. The best is this movie Paranormal Activity and how much money that sucker is raking. And they made it for like 15,000, and it's constantly right in there in the top five. And box office draw the over the weekend, I mean, just for the Halloween weekend, the Paranormal Activity was like 16.5 million. Incredible. So it's, again, one of those sleeper I'd call it a sleeper hit. They make it for low budget movie, don't put big bucks into it, but something about it has really created a buzz, a stir, if you will. Well, this has created a buzz. Can you imagine? I mean, I don't care how much money he had. Can you imagine hooking up with somebody and they want to change almost everything about your looks? Well, you'd have to think long and hard. Well, there was a British plastic surgeon who chose his young bride, okay, because he's 48, she's 33. But he saw potential in her. He tied the knot with her and said he saw potential, meaning he thought she needed a few operations. After he married her, he performed 8 operations to change her chest, thighs, eyes, and face. He spent 5 years pumping 1,600 grams of silicone into her body, basically. Just to give you an example, guys, her size went from an A to an F cup. Ooh. Enhanced her lips, lifted her eyelids, decreased her forehead. She was a waitress, had a bunch of Botox injections and all that other sort of stuff. So he performed $30,000 worth of cosmetic surgery and then says he really fell in love with his wife. Ugh, what kind of life is that? Sounds creepy. Sounds like an episode of Nip Tuck. Anybody out there ever watch Nip Tuck? Matt, did you ever watch Nip Tuck on FX? Ooh.
I've seen it a couple times. Not really my cup of tea.
Oh, too scary, I think, with them cutting people.
The episodes with, I think it was Rosie O'Donnell was on it. She was just a lunatic.
No kidding. And that she was crazy in those episodes. Oh, I know what you're talking about because I saw them too. I've only seen a handful of them as well, but enough to know that it's disturbing.
Yeah, not something I really got into, so
no.
I quit watching it right away.
No. I hope a lot of you guys listening are all about the natural look. Trust me. I think any woman, I mean, again, barring getting in shape and keeping yourself in shape and all that sort of stuff, all the plastic surgery to me, I think you can see it. It just doesn't look right to me. It looks funny to me, especially with the no, you can't make an expression and, oh, the eye lifts and all the other things. But to each his own. If somebody wants to do it, I'm all for it. Whatever makes you happy. This would make me happy, but I've never had the chance to be a part of this. About 100 people camped out in Fort Collins, Colorado, in a parking lot overnight. Do you know that there was 17 inches of snow in Fort Collins that night? I don't think I'd be camping out there. Why were they camping out? There was a promotion. They were opening a new Chick-fil-A there, and the promotion promised the first 100 people a free chicken sandwich meal every week. Every week for a year you would get a free sandwich. So Chick-fil-A felt badly for the people, too. They supplied propane heaters and hot chocolate and cookies for the people waiting for the free chicken. Oh, I think I'd have to give up that one. It'd be cool to get the whole free Chick-fil-A thing. But if I have to sit in 17 inches of snow, something is definitely not working for me. This would be pretty cool as well. What if you had something worth $1 million? It's kind of like when we have Harry Rinker on and I say, call, call, call. He comes on every other Thursday and I ask him about your stuff. He comes in the second hour, in the second segment, he's the guru of the collectibles set. So anything, maybe your sports memorabilia, something else that you have that could be worth some bucks and you have no idea. So check this out. This girl named Kathy Nasso had this painting, this Andy Warhol painting, in her closet for like 40 years. When she was a teenager, she worked part-time as a receptionist at a studio called The Factory. So he gave it to her in 1967 with an inscription on it. She forgot about the painting, and so now the Warhol self-portrait goes up for auction November 11th. It's on display in New York starting today in Sotheby's. And she's probably going to get $1 million or whatever for it. That's incredible. And she had it all that time. Wow. All right, we're going to leave you with this one as far as news you can abuse. The whole boxers or briefs thing. Michigan, the cops there are reporting one crook was wearing boxers. They say the man ran from a home after being surprised by the people who live there. He was about 25 years old. He took off wearing just a pink baseball cap and his boxer shorts. He was busted nearby. He said the police say he told an officer he was chasing several girls who had taken his clothes. He now faces a number of charges, including home invasion and cocaine possession. Guess they didn't believe him that a bunch of girls were chasing him, and that's why he was in that particular condition. There are 59 days left in the year. It is November 2nd. In 1950, I say, because I can't believe it's the end of the year already. In 1959, former game show contestant Charles Van Doren admitted before a House subcommittee that he'd been given questions and answers in advance when he appeared on the NBC program 21, amassing $129,000 during a 14-week run. And, of course, that was turned into a movie. In 1795, the 11th President of the United States, James Polk, was born in North Carolina. In 1889, North Dakota and South Dakota became the 39th and 40th states. How about that? In 1947, Howard Hughes piloted this huge wooden flying boat, the Hughes H4 Hercules. It was dubbed Spruce Goose by detractors of Hughes. On its only flight, it lasted about a minute over Long Beach Harbor in California. If you ever saw the movie about him, they have a funny little piece about that in there. In 1984, Velma Barfield, convicted of fatally poisoning boyfriend Stuart Taylor, was put to death by injection in Raleigh, North Carolina, actually becoming the first woman executed in the United States since 1962. We move on to birthdays. Can we have some music, maestro?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people! We need birthday singers!
All right, you're going to recognize some of these names, guaranteed. I'm going to say you're going to recognize maybe at least three of them. Political commentator Pat Buchanan, how old is he? 71. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Lauren Velez is 45 years old. Actor from Friends, David Schwimmer. Ross, remember, 43 years old. Also celebrating a birthday as well. Rapper Nelly, a mere 35, along with Prodigy, 35 years old, from Moby Deep. Also celebrating a birthday, I love this group, Death Cab for Cutie. Rocker Chris Walla is 34 years old. Country crooner Erica Joe, just 23 years old. That's a great age. Katie Lang, remember her? She had a few big hits, singer-songwriter. 48 years old. A lot of singers in this one. Actress Stephanie Powers, 67 years old. Singer Jay Black from Jay and the Americans, got to go back for this one, 71 years old. Also celebrating a birthday from Emerson, Lake and Palmer rocker Keith Emerson, 65. And prize-winning playwright Lynn Nottage is 45 years old. The King of Sparta said this, if I have done any deed worthy of remembrance, that deed will be my monument. If not, no monument can preserve my memory.
You look ravishing. It truly is Beauty and the Beast. I might add a handsome beast to that.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Putting together a girl's night out. Want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know. I hate you, too. That's the way girls are.